All right, Alex Martin, Dallas. I guess you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Oldenburg's move wasn't the cleanest on you. Took you down early in the main.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I was pretty heated. I kind of yelled at him afterwards because it was like, dude, he didn't need to. He kind of came in, yeah, and he had the pass made if he would have just stuck inside and he hit me. Pretty unfortunate, but it's like, I mean, that's our class. It's a 250 yeah class in a nutshell. Like, look, I did the same thing to Marty last weekend. So, like, what goes around comes around, I guess, even though it wasn't Marty that took me out. You know, and the thing is, I like Mitch. He's a good kid. But at the same time, I was like, you know, really, guy? Like, what's yeah your deal?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I was able to salvage an eighth. I mean, for a while there, I was like 12th for yeah a lot of the main. And I was like, honestly, it just totally deflated me and took the wind out of my sails. And once I finally got going, probably 6-7 minutes of the main, I really started clocking them off and passing people. And I got up to eighth, and KP was right there for seventh. It's, you know, I was just too little too late, really.
The start's huge every week, but this week even more so. What happened for you off the start?
Yeah, starts were kind of, I wasn't really happy with the starts all day. We did a gearing change. And I don't think I practiced enough starts on it and really had a good feel for it. It's just, we went up a tooth in the rear, and it's just a little snappy, and I felt like I was double, triple clutching it. And in the 250 class, I mean, the start's everything. You get out front, you avoid the carnage. I mean, yep, my shitty start resulted in me getting taken out, kind of. Yep. So, you know, that's one of those things where, as a veteran, you need to be better with your starts, more consistent, and then you avoid the carnage. And, I mean, we still salvaged an eighth, so I'm fortunate for that because that could have very easily been a 15th or 16th. So, moving forward, a lot of good vibes, very comfortable, yep, and I'm looking forward to that Triple Crown.
Yeah, that'll be exciting, right? Track really rutted up bad in practice. It got a little better for the mains. It looked, did it just dry out, do you think?
It actually was pretty good for the main. It really wasn't bad.
Yeah, so what happened? Because it was so bad in practice.
I don't know if they... I mean, it's weird. This dirt, like, was never dusty all day at all. I never saw dust. So I don't know if they just never watered it or what. But it definitely came around for the main. Maybe they snuck some lime on there without telling us. I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to the lime as long as they don't throw it in the puddle.
No, I agree. It's been a fantastic addition to the series. Just don't overdo it.
Yeah, it's been great for, you know, 20-plus years. But, yeah, the track held up really well, I thought, for the main. And the whoops even. I thought we'd be for sure jumping them, but I was still skipping them the whole main. So, yeah, good racetrack.
All right, on to Atlanta, or Detroit, I guess I should say. On to Detroit.
That's right. Redemption there. That's where my season got ended a couple years ago. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're trying to make it good.
Don't take anybody out in practice.
Yeah.